It's no secret. Connecticut's nonprofit organizations need support. And that definitely became more of a reality during the pandemic. But we also have a lot of grassroots programs and just ideas to make our communities better. But a lot of times those ideas need, you guessed it, money to make it happen. Well, have you ever heard of the Connecticut Neighborhood Assistance Act tax credit program? It's actually a type of corporation business tax credits that could really help out those causes. And joining us now to talk more about this is Commissioner Mark Boughton of the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I am spectacular.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, tell us, Commissioner, first and foremost, how long has this program been available to people?
Well, let's see. I was mayor back in the 2000s in Danbury, and it was available then. So it's got to be at least 20 to 30 years. And we would, in the city of Danbury, take advantage of it every year.
Yeah, I would imagine. I know this was something that actually was brought to my attention because there were actually this year, there were four causes / organizations in the town of Reading that benefited from this program just for this calendar year. And I thought, well, this is actually something that has been around for a bit. But for people who may not know these resources are available, thought it was worth kind of bringing up again. Have you seen a bigger demand in different entities needing this money, Commissioner, especially since the pandemic?
No question about it. All of our NGOs or non-government organizations, think about your local food pantry, maybe a church, maybe a local housing authority or somebody that might provide housing to veterans or something like that. They've all been struggling for dollars post-pandemic. We've all had to adapt and to look at doing things a little bit differently. And this is just one more tool in their toolbox to be able to do that. It's not going to solve all their problems, but every little bit helps, as we all know.
Is it easy to file for this or to, I guess, apply for this?
It really is. You just contact your local town hall. They'll have all the paperwork ready for you. And you just simply apply. If you have most of the money is used for capital projects. Think about energy efficiency, new boilers, replacement windows that might save you money in terms of heating and cooling, that kind of stuff. And you would apply through your local town hall. They have to have a public hearing on your request, and then the local legislative body has to vote on it. Then it gets forwarded to us, and then we'll take a look at it. We provide a letter to the company saying that this is a good organization as described to us by the local city government or town government, and they can donate whatever they want to it, and they receive a tax credit.
And again, we've got Commissioner Mark Boughton here of the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services. And how much money, give or take, Mark, can people get from this? I mean, and are they only able to apply once a year, or like how often can this money be made available to them?
Yeah, the program's on a once a year schedule. Our average tax credit amount awarded per business firm is about $70,000, but
wow.
doesn't mean that's every single grant. Like they may break it up over five or six or seven different organizations. But, you know, last year we had 180 organizations that got donations, and 64 business firms took advantage of it and took those credits that they could get. We typically have about 320, 330 applications, though, so definitely could use more companies participating as well. And you could actually target your donation to the town or community that you're located in. You could say, I like this nonprofit, or I like this homeless shelter and the services that they provide, and therefore I want my money to go there where our company is located and our majority of our employees live.
Oh, that's really neat. So if I understand this correctly, Commissioner, if there's a company that is saying, you know, we want to give more throughout the year, for example, but we don't really know where to put our money specifically, or maybe they're not as in touch with certain nonprofits, but they know they want their dollars to go locally. They want it to go back to Connecticut. And let's say it's for, I don't know, let's say it's for learning for children. I don't know. I'm just making something up.
Sure. Yeah.
They could contact you or your office basically and say, hey, we've got this chunk of money. We would love to do something. We'd love to give back specifically to Connecticut education. You know, do with it as you may. Like they could do that.
They often do. We typically will redirect them back to the community that they're located in first, because we want to try to keep the you know,
the dollars in
dollars
their town or
in
city.
The local community. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And then if there's nobody participating, then we can offer options in other communities that maybe they didn't get funded or we ran out of tax credits or et cetera. So, most definitely, believe me, we'll spend your money for you. There's no problem there.
We have no issue with that.
The need is so high.
Yeah.
Right. The need
I agree.
Is so high.
Yeah.
Now, you know, OpEx operating dollars, it's a little bit harder to do. So we really encourage people to think about, you know, the wheelchair accessible ramp that you never built that you need to build till people get in your building, stuff like that.
I like that. I think that's really neat. So again, it's not just a call to action, certainly for people to apply for this money, but also if you are an entity that wants to get more involved with local community, but maybe you don't know where to start, this could certainly be, you know, your ticket to it. And by the way, I'm going to put a link on our website if people want more information about, again, the Connecticut Neighborhood Assistance Act Tax Credit Program. Really good stuff there. I'm going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. We are chatting with the commissioner this morning. We've got Mark Boughton here, again, commissioner for Connecticut's Department of Revenue Services. And I saw a release recently, Commissioner Boughton, it was regarding apparently scammers, they are at it again, offering tax assistance to the great taxpayers of Connecticut. It's already it's already kind of painful when you got to pay taxes, let alone getting burned by somebody who claims they'll help you out. What's going on?
Yeah, that's a real pain in the neck for everybody. And these folks are so sophisticated in what they'll do. They call you up, they tell you they can help you maybe resolve a back tax obligation or debt, and that they could sort of represent you, or they'll represent themselves as being an employee of DRS. And you really would, with the exception of some key red flags, which are it's not an 860 or 203 area code that's attached to the number, some other things, you'd think that they actually were sitting in Hartford and trying to help you out. And so particularly our seniors tend to be very vulnerable to these kinds of scams. And they just want to get your tax information. They want your Social Security number. They want to take your ID, and they want to steal your money. So we're encouraging people, you know, we'll never contact you through social media. Call us directly. If we call you, call us back. Don't be afraid to say, let me call you right back to make sure that you're talking to somebody at DRS. And we have live operators that are sitting in Hartford. Our folks aren't, you know, spread out all over the nation or the globe. So it's frustrating, I know, for people out there. Look, I almost got scammed on my electric bill. They were so sophisticated. They had my account number, how much I owed, what my payments were. It was weird. So you got to be really careful in today's day and age.
Well, and to your point, Commissioner, that's just it. I feel like it used to be just the grandma scam that we were worried about. But I think I believe it was a Better Business Bureau report recently said that the number two population most scammed or losing the most money to scams are actually teens and people in their 20s, young people, young adults who are tech savvy. And I think to you know, your point, I believe when I was reading your release, you know, things like if you get a text message or even a social media request regarding tax information, that to me should just be a total red flag.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook they're not doing this, but they're a notorious medium for contacting people. And it's really believable. I know attorneys that have gotten burned in this stuff. So we just tell people, look, don't disclose any personal tax information over the phone. If you have any questions, call us directly. We're not going to contact you via text. Remember the other scam was going out is that you owe a toll bill or a George Washington Bridge bill. I got 80 of those on my phone as well. And protect your personal tax information with your life. Don't give out your social. Don't give out other information. Try not to leave too much on your computer. Use antivirus software, things like that. And worst case scenarios, just call us. Call me at the commissioner's office. I literally pick up the phone, and I'll certainly talk to you about it and guide you in the right direction about what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so convincing too, Commissioner Boughton, because when you think about it, these scammers are calling and they're trying to help people, they claim. They're trying to help people qualify for reductions or even work on settlements for back taxes. So it's appealing, right? I mean, everyone's trying to save a buck or everyone's trying to get ahead. So it's a very good hook, and it certainly makes sense why scammers are probably very successful with it. But as you mentioned, bar anything, just hang up the phone and check directly by calling the department. And if you call, somebody, whether it's you or somebody else, will tell you that that's not real. That's not happening.
Yeah, you'll get a live operator. And, you know, a word or two about back taxes real quick. We are here to help solve your problem. You know, normally I'm the skunk at a garden party. Nobody wants to talk to me because they think I want to take their money. But honestly, if you want to, if you owe back taxes, if you know, we will work with you to get you current. We're not here to, you know, to hammer you or to take your money. And that's usually just the, you know, the very last resort or enforcement actions. We want to guide you through the process. So if you get in a jam, if you haven't paid, just call us. It's, communication is critical, so we know what's happening and we can sit down and work out a plan with you to get you current.
If it would make you feel any better, Commissioner Boughton, you should definitely come to, not that I go to many parties working a 3 a.m. shift, but if I ever go to parties with my husband, you'd be in good company with him. He's a health insurance broker. So the amount of people who don't want to talk to him about medical health insurance, yeah, it's crickets for him, too. He's a great guy. But yes, I agree. People run for the hills, poor thing. So anyways, it is so great to connect with you, Commissioner Boughton. And again, I want to let people know we are going to put a link to our website, or I should say a link to the department's website on ours, voiceofct.com, if you want any more information on the things we talked about. Commissioner, before I let you go, anything on the horizon people should know about, anything that's coming up we should keep an eye on?
Well, we're really working on extending out into the community. So you're going to see a little bit more of us over the next year or so. We're actually working on some really neat initiatives for things like town halls, webinars, just to sort of help particularly small businesses get registered and sort of work with them and teach them how to be able to report properly and to pay their liability, but not to get behind, because that's usually what happens with a business run, small business or big restaurant runs into a challenge when they stop or forget to pay, and then the penalties and interest, and now it becomes, you know, you're chasing your tail. So we're excited about that. So you'll see me in your community soon.
That would be great. Yeah, keep us posted, because I'll certainly let people know, especially whenever you're in Fairfield County, Lower New Haven County, the Valley, anything like that. I could give people the heads up about it, because, again, it may seem like on the surface, oh, it's something I either dread or might be seen as sort of boring. Not calling you boring, Commissioner. Please know that.
Okay,
but it is very important information that you don't want to fall behind on. You don't want to get caught feeling like, wait, you know, it's too late or I can't fix this. So I think these are meetings that are very important. And I will gladly get the news out there to people whenever you are in our neighborhood. That would be great.
That's right. It's never too late. Don't forget that.
Love that. Commissioner Boughton, thank you so much for giving us the time. We really appreciate it.
My honor, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Looking forward to it. And again, for any of the information that we talked about today, if you want more, you want to connect with the department, I'm going to put a link to their website on ours, voiceofct.com.